Yes, I went the head start back to back to burning. Crawling out from landfill alive. Scrawled my name upon the ceiling. Throw a coin in the fountain of dust. White noise, it is a ringing. Got a ticket for my midnight hanging. Throw a bullet from the freight train leaving. And I know I'm gonna steal a ride.
Thursday night, and I forgot to unplug the laptop again. Yeah, same deal as it's been lately. I'm here by myself, so we recorded a couple parts of the show a couple hours ago, and so we made them both pretty long, so shouldn't have any trouble filling the time tonight. I might, if there is a few minutes left at the end, pop on live and answer a couple of questions, a couple or two. Anyway. Here we go. Allow me to introduce Jick and Riff and Hot Stuff.
Thanks, Jick, for that awesome introduction. And if you don't mind me saying, you're sounding pretty handsome today.
Yeah.
Hey, it's here we are. I've already done an introduction, so it doesn't make any sense to tell you again what day it is. But now you're listening to me and Hot Stuff and Riff 2 hours ago. How does it feel to be in the past? Have you got any hot stock tips to share with me?
I don't think that's the way it works.
Shit. Well, there goes my scheme for making payroll this month.
Oh, well.
I went down to Atlantic City and gambled away all of the company's money.
I don't believe you.
Yeah. No, that's good, because I'm lying. What have you guys been up to since the last Thursday?
We hung out with Smooth.
Yeah.
Quite a bit. He was in town. Played some Betrayal. Getting some weird feedback or something.
Huh.
Yeah. Hearing you again and me.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there.
Sometimes there'll be a few seconds of that. In the middle of a Skype conversation, but I don't know what the fuck. How did Betrayal go? Did you enjoy playing Betrayal?
I played once, and then I sat out a game, I think. We did the one with the mad scientist and the paper airplane or whatever, and the cat.
Oh, yeah?
Model airplane, maybe not paper airplane.
Yeah.
And then, what was the other one that we did? I forget what the other one was. It's all kind of blending together. It was another one that I'd done before.
So you weren't doing the thing where if you find one you've done before, you skip it and do a different one.
Well, almost everybody else had not done it, so I was.
I see. Yeah. Oh, that makes sense.
Oh, it was the spider one. It was one where the player's stuck in the web, and the spider's trying to hatch. The spider has injected the victim full of eggs, and is trying to defend the body so that the eggs can hatch. It's really gross.
And everybody else is trying to kill the body?
No, everyone is... Well, you actually have to try to rescue the person and get the eggs out of them with the medical kit.
I see.
Which, we had a horrible thing where the medical kit got destroyed somehow.
Huh.
And it was like almost unwinnable, but somehow they managed to pull it off. I think I died. So I was not around.
I really don't understand why they have not brought that game back in a print.
Yeah, it is baffling. Because it is so much fun, and there are so many people that I know that would buy a copy.
I wonder, though, if there are so many people you know that would buy a copy because there are so many people that you have specifically told about how great it is. I don't know how well known the thing is.
People are, well, I wouldn't say constantly, but every time we mention it on the show or on Twitter or whatever, and people always respond and are like, yeah, the game costs $80 on eBay and I'm thinking about buying it or whatever.
I mean, how much did it cost new? I feel like it was like a $60 box.
40 or 50, yeah. Really?
I don't know.
The one on eBay might not even be new, though.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. So I was thinking that we might try to throw a bone to the people who like listening to us answer gameplay questions and try to answer a whole bunch of questions tonight.
Oh.
What do you think about that?
That's novel.
Wait, answering what?
Yeah, I know. I know.
These people ask us questions?
These things that you've never actually heard of before. I have gone through some of them from, like, I feel like what would be nice is to get caught up on questions so that we won't be in this weird state where we've answered some at the beginning and some at the end and some in the middle.
Yeah, but then if we actually literally get caught up, we won't have anything to talk about the next time.
That isn't true. It just takes one more show of fucking around for enough questions to come in. And plus...
So do we get, on average, like, half as many questions as we really need? Is that how it works?
I don't know.
You could tell people in chat that if they sent in questions now, we would answer them in 2 hours.
Yeah. I could. At 6, I will do the update. That's it. That's 7 minutes from now. Which, what the fuck, man?
At 6, you mean 2 hours ago? Almost
yeah.
2 hours?
Mm-hmm. A little over 2 hours ago. Yeah.
That's ago.
No, I know. It's all confusing. What was I going to say? Though also, by next Thursday, there will be some new content for people to talk about, too.
That's true. Hopefully. So,
yeah, I mean, there are any number of things that might drop before next Thursday.
Like the database?
Yeah. Riff's big thing, I believe, has been tested comprehensively. I don't know.
I'm going to go through
it. I've gone through it. Hellion has gone through it, so we know that it's possible. we don't have a good confirmation yet of how hard or easy people think it is.
I think the answer is hard.
Yeah. But I mean, that's okay.
It is fun.
Yeah, because a handful of people will figure it out, and then they'll tell everybody else.
Or they'll write a Grease Monkey script to do a lot of the solving for you.
Yeah.
Some such.
So this is content that we've been sitting on for 3 years.
It hasn't been done for 3 years. I mean, the idea has definitely been there for 3 years because it's among the, it's still on that initial list that everybody else in the office is getting angrier and angrier about over time. That big section of the whiteboard is just...
Oh, man, when we release it, I can take one of the Post-it notes away.
That's true. That's right. This is those three big Post-it notes that have been there since...
They're probably permanently affixed to whatever they're attached to.
Yeah. Yeah, I doubt if the dry erase is particularly dry erasable anymore either. But anyway, it is definitely possible that will drop by next Thursday, and that will be that's going to generate a lot of people talking to us about it, good or bad.
People are going to be annoyed. There's going to be some people, there are going to be like 3 or 4 people that are just totally psyched, and then a bunch of people that are not happy.
Yeah, I wouldn't say they would be not happy.
They'll be like, "What the fuck?" Is what they'll be like.
They'll feel like it's something that is not important to them.
And
you know, and it's been designed such that the pointer that sends you there is extremely simple to complete. It's very obvious that the big part of it is entirely optional. And I don't know, if you enjoy solving the heavy door once in a while, then that's the sort of person that this is geared toward.
Yeah. It looks cool.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, I don't think we need to worry about catching up on questions being a bad thing.
All right, fine.
So, yeah. Questions.
So we're only 8 days behind on the questions.
Blizzbob says, fighting a skin flute, it plays a strange melody summoning a bevy of dam-building mammals to attack you. Fortunately, you have a stick with which to beat them off. Fix! The answer is off with which to beat them. Remember that line from Beavis and Butthead Do America? Where he doesn't want the agent to end a sentence with a preposition because he's a representative of the United States, and he says, okay, sorry, sir, isn't that the guy off in whose trailer they were whacking? yeah. Ending sentences with prepositions is okay. And we're going
to We tend not to do it.
Yeah, we make jokes about it every once in a while, but
yeah.
I feel like we don't do it if it's possible to not do it and not have the sentence be really awkward. But in that case, I don't think off with which to beat them is good.
It's not, it destroys the joke.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't, there's been a few times when I couldn't otherwise think of a joke to put in a message in which I would, I don't know, subvert that running gag by making the correction deliberately wrong or complicated, or just saying, are we still doing this joke?
Yeah. Pobble Bonk says, you know, I hate to complain, but this hermit thing is bugging me. He's talking about the tutorial showing up and telling you that you need stuff to trade with him. He says, it's because it triggers when we've done things right or wrong. Could it just happen the first time? That, you know, what I think bugs them is if you go there with one hermit permit and then you trade in an item, the screen that you get after you've traded it in says, hey, you need hermit permits straight. The thing is, it always said that. It always gave the fail message. I've just replaced the fail message with an informative message.
Yeah.
But with an anthropomorphized dick.
Thing to hate.
Yeah.
And people do.
Yeah.
Poor.
Stower of Thrones says, can we have the option to have our custom title be randomly selected from all of our possible ones? I mean, mine works that way, but I am not satisfied enough with the way that it works to make that an official option, I don't think. It'd be one thing if it just happened every time.
Every time you log in?
Every time I log in, it picks one randomly, yeah.
That's pretty satisfying, I feel like.
You think? Yeah, what's wrong with it?
I don't know, I guess not. I guess nothing.
Because I mean,
I feel like people would want, the person who's asking for this, I feel like what they would actually want is for you to who is him three times in a row and it randomly pick one of his titles every time. There's no good way to do that.
Yeah, don't do that. Just have it randomly, have an option to just randomly change your title every time you log in.
Yeah, okay.
People would appreciate that.
Well, I guess it's an option that could only show up if you had more than one custom title, so it's not like it's going to confuse anybody. Yeah.
It could just be a little checkbox that shows up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Without me having to say anything.
Hey, man.
Sorry.
Do you need to answer that, Paris?
Shut up, dude.
No one knows that we're doing the radio show at this hour, so it's hard for them to...
Really, not even you? The one
shut that up.
Put your phone on?
Shut up.
All right. Old One says, hey guys, can you start answering more questions on your shows? You read them, and instead of talking about them, you go off on tangential jokes about grammar or wording. It's not that it's not funny, but it seems to be a little asinine to players that want straight answers to their questions.
He said asinine.
He also misspelled grammar, which is funny.
Well, no, I think he's talking about his grandmother.
Right.
Grams.
We do tend to make a lot of jokes about his grandmother when questioned.
Yeah.
Fred Levi says, hey, when what?
we're always going to skip questions. We're never going to answer every question that people send in. So yeah, like that, if that's kind of what you're saying, as opposed to us just,
I will read if there's a joke about a question and I don't want to actually answer the question, I will read the question and then make the joke. Right. You know, it's not like, oh, sorry, I forgot to answer the question. It's like
sometimes I forget to answer questions.
That's true. I mean, we do lose threads of conversation sometimes. Fred Levi wrote, "Hey, when Mr. Alarm teaches you how to cook wet stunt nut stew, does that get added to discoveries? Just curious. I don't believe that it does.
Huh.
I don't think it gets added until you actually cook it once." Hmm.
That's interesting.
That sounds like something we could do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like we could do that.
I don't think right now that there is... Huh. You know... Okay, what I was going to say is I don't think right now there is a way for a non-combat to unlock a recipe. People will contradict that, but what they don't know is that right now choice adventures are the only things that unlock recipes. Because choice adventures can execute arbitrary code. Really ought to make it so...
It's weird that they're divided into such distinct categories that way.
Yeah, it wouldn't be that big of a deal.
Not really all that different.
Doesn't. I mean, they could tell, right? They know whether or not they have to hit a button to make something happen. I'm all excited because I ripped off Metroplexity and got that ability to have options show up under certain circumstances in Choice Adventures, and we have done nothing with it yet.
When I eventually get to the accordion thief part of the Nemesis quest, that's going to be heavily used, I'm sure.
Sweet.
I like Kevin B's suggestion, so we shouldn't mention it.
We shouldn't mention it?
Well, sure. It's not that, because it's not a spoiler. But
yeah, he says, how about a familiar that increases combat initiative? Yeah, I mean, I could see that being useful for certain niche, stunty kind of things.
And it'd be a nice secondary attribute to add to other ones. You know, you could have fairy and initiative.
Yeah,
and
that's true. Maybe we should try that as a... If we put in a normal, just initiative familiar in somewhere, then we could try a Mr. Store item that was just that and fairy plus initiative, yeah.
Yeah. Because it's definitely not overpowered, but it's interesting, you know?
Yeah.
I like that.
I mean, I guess you'd use it instead of a fairy if you had it, right? There's no reason not to, but...
Right.
Yeah, how good, you know, whatever. I don't know. Boy, experimental May is shaping up to be pretty fucking experimental.
Experimental, yeah. Have you talked to Dev about it at all yet?
I haven't. I'm just going to do it. I'm gonna be like, damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead. And, you know, the thing is, I'd like to do it like this weekend, right? I'd like to get it out there.
Yeah, I think that'd be good. I think that they should see it and get a chance to
absolutely. And the thing is, if they say this is a terrible idea, everyone's going to hate you and you're going to die penniless in a gutter, then we can always just, you know, oh, okay.
See, finally, we're artists.
And then you know, then we can just replace all the work that we do on this with, fairy volleyball leprechaun whelp. Anyway, what I was saying about the discoveries thing, it wouldn't be that big of a deal to add a field to non-combats that was just conditional code that could get executed, and that would actually make things kind of... We could do a lot more with non-combats if we did it that way. That's I actually kind of like that idea. Kind of makes me want to go back and rewrite everything. Which is, you know, if we started a new game, it would rule.
I wonder if it would. Yeah. If we've gotten too mired in our own.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if we were to start another just KOL style game, right? Like, I think we could make one that was pretty fun.
Everything would be a lot more extensible from the beginning.
Absolutely.
The tools and the construction of it.
Yep.
Should be kind of cool.
Yep. I have still just been enjoying the shit out of Metroplexity.
Huh. That's like the first... Well, not the first. I guess you played 12 Sands and Twilight Heroes for quite a while.
Yeah.
It's, you know, and the thing is, I feel like another week or two and I'll get to the point where Metroplexity is another thing I pop back into to see if there's updates or whatever. Right. But
you're playing for like a week or two now.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, I finished all of the, well, I finished the main quest line, and then you get the option to kind of, it's sort of like beta ascension. Like, you don't get to take anything with you. You just start over and can play through the quests again. But there are so many different ways for the quests to play out that there's some built-in replayability there to some extent. And you know, he says there'll be rewards later when the game goes out of beta for people who did a lot of extensive playthrough. So I like rewards. They're shiny.
They have a lot of ways for you to fail at quests where that's not something that we do at all.
Yeah, that's unusual in games in general these days.
It is. It's interesting to me. Like I have a feeling that kind of thing might sort of harm its, you know, mass market potential to some extent, but it depends on how easy it is to start over, right? And how
that's the thing. You know, the promise of being able to get to try it again later is enough for me to be like, okay, well, you know.
But you gotta know about that. You have to be aware of that. And you have to think of it. You have to think of it as something that you would enjoy doing, right?
Right.
Playing through this again. Not everybody does. You know, there is a certain kind of person to whom KOL's ascension mechanic makes KOL very appealing to them and very enjoyable to them. And I don't think that they're entirely representative of the kind of people who, say, would play Neopets, right? Like,
right. Yeah.
But I'm already fucking up less. And I'm also playing by wiki to a certain extent this time.
Mag said he thinks he found a skill that nobody else had found, which that sounds curious if that's possible.
Yeah, that's what he said. I don't know if he found something that wasn't mentioned in the wiki or what, but yeah. He should start coming up with ideas for Metroplexity right before they were already going to implement them anyway.
I remember early in the days of KOL, like there was no wiki, and there was just like a text file that was going around that was like instructions and like a guide or whatever, and so much of it was wrong, and a lot of it was just completely incomplete. Like, I remember being, you know, really proud of sort of spading the effects of all the potions and knowing what everything did, and then being able to use that to like dominate in PvP, in early PvP or whatever. And that was like, ooh, that was really cool, but now it's much too complicated, and PvP is much less interesting.
Oh.
We've got to get back into the
Yeah, PvP. We do. I don't think there's any point to doing it when we're not in the same place. Like, I feel like all of the progress on that was made over beers, and none of it was made over email, right? Like, I don't know.
We would go out and we'd hit each other with sticks and be like, okay, that was pretty productive.
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun. We should put that in. And like, oh, sweet. When you're bleeding, it's easier for me to see you. So,
I can track you around corners much easier.
Dr. Kier writes, the handful of bees item, whichever one of you magnificent bastards came up with that deserves a medal. One of the funniest additions to date. Who was that? Was it Rich? The handful of bees pickpocket.
I think that was one of mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you deserve a medal, Riff.
Yay! As long as it's not a medal made out of bees.
I don't like wearing metal. I don't like wearing metal, which medals are often made out of.
You don't think you would like to prove your metal by wearing a metal?
No. Yeah. Almost all metal smells weird. I guess gold maybe doesn't. I've never really worn anything that's gold. Stainless steel doesn't either. But like silver smells a little odd. Copper.
Shit iron?
Yeah, shit iron smells terrible. Copper smells terrible. And cheese nips? Cheese nips are made out of iron, I swear. They smell like freaking rust.
So like when you eat cheese nips, it's like you're eating blood.
I cannot eat them because they are so disgusting to me.
No, I love them. Except I'm a little I'm a little concerned about eating a snack food that might be like racially insensitive to the Japanese.
Cheese nips.
But you know, other than that, they're really tasty.
You could go down to the Asian market to eat. You could go down to the Asian market and buy yourself a few packs of those gookies.
I really sell those.
Yes, it's fine. I didn't believe it when I saw them. I'm like, what the? Are you fucking serious? Like, you know, there's this package. And it's like, you know, some Japanese characters, and then the translation of the name is Gookies.
Wow. Do they have a little mascot that's a little guy hiding in a tree?
He's in a tree. Yeah.
Charlie.
Yeah.
Charlie the Gookie.
Wow. I mean, that seems like something awful Photoshop, right? Not
something
that is actually on a shelf in a store. Russell Butter says, so are fortune cookie numbers still working? I ate two and got six different numbers, then ate two more and got six more different numbers.
It is possible that you are currently on the turn that would be your super likely, in which case it's just going to keep spewing out random numbers until you adventure one more time.
You're semi-rare, but is that really the case?
Yeah, that if you are currently on that adventure, it doesn't know what your next semi-rare is.
Oh.
So it'll just spew out random numbers every time. I believe that's been spaded. I could be wrong, but I've heard that explanation for that problem before, and I don't think there's anything we can do to fix it because it doesn't know.
Hey, you know what I'm going to do? Speaking of which, I'm going to make it so you only ever get the bogus "Help! I'm trapped in a fortune cookie factory." Because right now it happens 10% of the time, or if there are no other fortunes.
So
I'm gonna get rid of that 10% of the time, because I agree with you that is kind of a dick.
Yeah, factor. I mean, you could there's some other really meaningless ones in there as well that you could just get rid of, because I think having just the one joke one in there is probably plenty.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess that's what happens. That's what that is all about. What is that function? How do I build that to push it? It's called fortune cookie.
Do fortune cookies tell you about bartenders and chef in boxes?
They don't.
We were going to add some other mechanism.
We've thought of a number of ways to approach that. The one that I kind of liked was like a non-combat in Degrassi Knoll, where you got like a refurbished.
Oh, right.
Box. And that both of them would be available to you. I know, like Mr. Maggot suggested them being like a quest reward for something, and how like I think his suggestion was that like Mist classes would get a chef in the box, and Moxie classes would get a bartender in the box, and Muscle classes would get like a half a charge of each or something. But I don't really like that. Like,
Maybe you should get to choose which one you want. And but see, because we don't have a, like, we never went through with our like hundreds tiny quests thing that started with like the Spanish Fly quest and the
Vampire Hearts.
So let's write one of those. Let's just do like a tiny one-off quest. Put
a little quest in Degrassi Knoll that lets you.
And maybe not quite so little, so that it's a real choice whether you want to do that in an ascension or not. But
yeah, but I mean, yeah, it's yeah, okay.
Because that's a pretty significant advantage.
Yeah, because even, you know, I would want it to give maybe, I would want it to have maybe 10 charges.
Right.
It would be kind of nice for a newbie if it was repeatable, because part of the deal was it explodes into the parts required. And so it clues the recipe, too, right? But if you get an unlucky explosion, then it doesn't really help you. If it was something that you could do, like, once a day.
Maybe, I mean, that, yeah, but even that's a lot of...
Yeah, I guess it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, that's a lot of uses. I mean, once every 2 days would...
We could also make it something that only happened on your zeroth ascension. And then we could give them as many as they wanted, right? Because that ascension is never going to count for anything.
Sure. I mean, unless you're doing... there's no point in even doing, like, stunt runs, because you can do sort of an arbitrary number of...
Yeah, I mean, if it's going to be a stunt run, you can just send that character all the real chef in the boxes you want.
Right.
Yeah.
Severus says, how come some random extra fruity girl drinks have capitalized names and others do not? Yeah, I don't know.
Isn't it because of proper nouns?
I don't think so. There's
some of the
like because Mae West is
yeah now. The Mae West and
I feel like a lot of them were the ones that were named after people were capitalized. I don't know.
Somehow got logged out. I've been really bad about leaving the thing open. There's a page in the GM utilities that I can leave open that will keep me logged in.
Yeah.
But I've been bad about remembering to leave it open. What was I going to do? I'm looking at booze. Type equals booze. So, Sir Schlitz and Willer are capitalized because those are brand names.
Right.
Canadian is capitalized because Canada is...
a brand name.
Above us, yeah. Imp Ale is capitalized. IMP and ALE, that's the name of the beer. Mad Train, the Mad Train and Mad Train Wine is capitalized.
Grimmsite Bock is also capitalized.
That's a brand name,
I guess.
All the Mafia wines, I'm sure that's a...
The Pan-Dimensional Gargoyle Blaster, which is weird.
That's also, but that's a proper name.
The Montiki, so Mae West and Gordon Bennett, those are proper names.
Right, Montiki is named after a boat.
Is it? I didn't know.
A particular proper named boat.
And then Divine is also a...
Yeah, after the actor.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Corpus Island, iced tea. Supernova Champagne.
Supernova Champagne is a brand. Yeah, the Corpus Island iced tea probably shouldn't be.
What? Corpus Island?
Yeah, Corpus Island could be...
Oh, Corpus Island is... Okay. Yeah. Because I guess Long Island would be capitalized in a Long Island iced tea. Yeah.
I don't think it's totally random.
Yeah, no, you're right. There isn't anything in there that I think that I would...
change.
Correct.
No.
I really feel like the dusty bottles of wine not having a consumption requirement was a weird oversight on our part.
Do they not? Did we not fix that?
No, they still don't have a level requirement.
Oh. Well, we can add that to the wiki entry for the level 11 modifications.
I mean, do we want to do that? People use them all the time.
Yeah. It's frustrating because for every person, once you find the good one, then it's just like there's, really good.
Although, they're only... The wiki coins are only a quarter of an adventure per drunkenness, which... that's weird. They're just super cheap, I guess. People... You know what? You know, I see them a lot in people that are multi-abusing. It's the thing.
As far as they're drinking stuff that's really cheap. And yeah. That, you know, they... the one that's useful to their main is not necessarily going to be the one that's useful to their...
Right.
You know, so they can just get them...
Oh, yeah, that's just the glyph... Oh, so that's just the glyph 6 one. The other ones are... Glyphs 1, 3, and 5 are much better. Glyph 4 is even bottle is better. So, yeah, I think all of them... None of them have consumption requirements, and they go up to 3... They go up to 3 adventures for drunkenness, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
So that's weird. They're definitely... Yeah, that they're basically, except for the thermos of knob coffee and distilled fortified wine, they're basically the best.
The best with no level requirement.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's problematic, and it really, you know, we've talked about it before, and I hope that we didn't say that we wouldn't fix it.
I don't know if we said anything at all.
I think what we probably always had this exact conversation. Yes, we ought to fix that, but it would piss a lot of people off if we did.
Yeah.
Well, we can consider that conversation as having been their warning.
Yeah.
People can respond.
The thing is, there are going to be so many speed changes to the level 11 quest when we go through with that.
That's true.
That, like, we can roll that out as, like, and say, all right, this is a rebalancing that is, by and large, entirely favorable. So this also affords us the opportunity to fix some of our past transgressions.
I'm going to go ahead and put that in the thread.
Golds has a question for you, then he has a question for me. So I heard you like turtles. Yeah, I like turtles. I drew a whole bunch of turtles day before yesterday. Blumon says, fix the guild trainer's description for Ode to Booze. It currently says you will gain a remarkable ability to drink, but Ode doesn't increase your liver. But... like, I don't know that... okay, this will make you better at drinking beer. Doesn't necessarily mean that it lets you drink more beer. Maybe it, you know, makes you especially shiny while you drink beer.
It causes you to not spill as much on yourself.
Yeah.
No, it makes you able to drink it faster, therefore you spend less time drinking it, and you get more turns.
I think your remarkable ability is to be able to drink while you're singing a song. That's kind of amazing.
The song is just stuck in your head. It's not, you're not singing it.
I was kind of kidding.
I know.
It's like drinking a glass of water while doing ventriloquism or something.
Saying the alphabet backwards.
Yeah.
I really hate the cops. Choking. I really hate the cops in New York, man. The field sobriety tests are brutal.
Especially since you're just walking
on your head and drink this glass of water while saying the alphabet backwards with this ventriloquist. Like, I can't even do that when I'm sober. Aha!
Yeah. They're just fooling.
Google Fairy says, any chance of a slash rest ever existing? I would have no problem with a slash rest. You may entreat C.D. Moyer at your leisure to do that. I will put it in your radio to-do list. Just for now. Vekahamul says, possible brick sinking idea? Build a house for the suspicious looking guy. No, drug dealers don't have houses.
He needs to lurk.
Yeah, they skulk in alleys.
Why does the painting behind you now say Espag instead of España?
Because I was removing one letter per conversation until you noticed.
Didn't I notice the first time?
No, it said España the first time, and then the last time, the entire time we talked, it was just ESPAGN.
And you could have sworn I said, is there something wrong with the painting behind you? And you're like, no.
No, when I took the first letter away, you didn't. Yeah. Anyway, now I can get rid of it. Yeah. Again, these visual things not gonna work so well on the radio, but let's see. I'm timing
that particular joke translated okay.
Yeah. Andrew Twarog says, Sam Adams Summer Ale recently came out. Yay! Is Summer Ale the, like, lemony one?
I don't know. You had recently said that I was a big fan of the Winter Ale, which is not true. I was a big fan of the White Ale.
Oh, the White Ale.
Yeah, which was really good, and I don't know when that comes out. I don't know if that's a fall thing or what the story is.
Well, sorry to misrepresent your...
No, it's okay.
Beer preferences. I hope nobody got you 40 kegs of Winter Ale.
And they're like just about to arrive, and they're like, "Shit,
yeah,
that'd be awkward."
Super Monkey Man says there are no hats in the game that give a bonus to meat drops. Any plans to add one? If not, please add one. Thanks.
I think I just did that.
Really?
No, maybe not. No, I think I added one that it increased item drops.
Uh-huh.
Which no, is that right? I don't know. I did something.
In a way, I kind of like it when gaps like that are pointed out, because, you know, that's one, though, that I'm like, oh, okay, sweet, right? Like, we can make this desirable piece of equipment by putting in a hat with any plus meat drops on it, because that way all the meat farmers can put on that hat.
No, I put some item drops on a shield. That's what I did.
Yeah, I see. Were there none of those ever anywhere?
I don't think there were, maybe, I don't remember, nothing. This is it's nice, it's a good item, but there's gonna be, you got a bunch more hats to add, right? We're gonna add some more hats.
Yep.
So So I'll have to keep that in mind.
Goddamn hat rack.
I suggested that.
I know. It's just frustrating that we have to do that now.
Well, it's, you know, every content vector that we add then adds more work. Eventually, like, adding just a single item to the game is like, oh man, it's gonna take 3 days just to add this item.
Yeah.
Where is that?
Eventually, we're gonna do something that requires us to type the names of items on a keyboard that's like 300 feet wide. So, to like drive from one key to another. Because you can't walk 300 feet.
You definitely wouldn't want to. I mean, jeez.
I did a tremendous amount of walking yesterday. I went to a bakery, and then a hot dog place, and then a dumpling place. Oh, man. At the dumpling place, they had a special that was
lettuce
and shiitake. Like, that's a funny...
You got the plate.
Yeah. I got my plate and I reached down with my chopsticks to try and take a leak, but I accidentally took a shiitake instead.
Did you actually order that? Because that's
no, I didn't. Awesome. I got some. I got some pork dumplings.
Nice.
I used to date a girl that pork dumplings was my pet name for her, and she left me for calling her pork dumplings.
Did you call her pork dumplings, or did you just call her dumplings? And they're like, hey. Yeah, no, never mind.
then I would go home and pork dumplings. I gotcha. The dumplings were okay that I had at... I don't know if it was called Mr. Dumpling Man or Dumpling Man, but Mr. Dumpling Man was better.
Isn't there a song about Mr. Dumpling Man?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Hey, Mr. Dumpling Man, make a dumpling for me.
Bojangles or something?
The Dark One said, no, actually, Haruki Jitsunin says, so you can get a Big Rock in Bad Moon to create your epic weapon, but you can't get it while unlocking Bad Moon to create your epic weapon. Is that purposeful? Yes.
Yeah, you have to forego the epic weapon in the run leading up to Bad Moon.
Yet another punishment. The Dark One says, at Nash Crosby Still, could we get a list of improved mixers already on hand, please? Kind of like how the wok tells you how many of everything that you have. Does the wok tell you how many of the finished products you have?
Maybe he's saying how many of the mixer... I don't know. But that's confusing.
I think that it is just because the wok works differently because it is actually cooking stuff, right? So
right.
It maybe he wants the still to tell him what all cocktail crafting recipes he... or all cocktail crafting ingredients he has, but that's really not... that's not what it's for.
Yeah. Huh.
JLW816 says, can the context menu /message function be changed to simply replace the text box's input with /message whoever and focus you there? The alert box halts JavaScript, which makes new messages not show up. That's weird. I think we're moving away. The more stuff that C.D. Moyer touches, the more we're moving away from like JavaScript dialog boxes, and the more we're doing like nice KOL-themed pop-ups.
Yeah.
Which is nice. Yeah, I don't know. That I see what you're saying there, JLW. That's kind of what I expected the message function in the right-click menu to do the first time I went to use it anyway. Of course, if we change it, people bitch about the change. Because then what would happen if you had already typed something in to that box?
And what
people would definitely not like that. iClubU says, Jake, if you're still in New York, you should visit the Brooklyn Superhero Supply Store. I saw that and it didn't look like the kind of thing that I want to go to. So, sorry.
Is it like a costume store?
I don't know exactly. It's a superhero store.
I mean, if they have like jetpacks and like laser guns and bulletproof bracelets, That'd be kind of cool.
I don't even know if they sell anything.
Is it just a joke?
It's
a museum or something?
It's a thing that is done by some of the people that run McSweeney's. Like, they also have one that's pirate-themed. I think it might just be a front-end with funny fake products that's, like, the front of a space where they hold, like, writing workshops and stuff
Scott
like Beale.
I've heard of him before.
Yeah, that could be. That's weird. Somewhere yesterday, I saw that Laughing Squid logo. I have no idea where.
On the Brooklyn Superhero Supply Store?
No, because I didn't go there. let's see. Ragudantalus says, would it be possible to make Kittens of Loathing calendar to make a non-gender-specific variant? You mean non-sex-specific variant? Because you don't know what gender any of those models are. You only know what sex they are.
Yeah. Well, plus, I mean, are we assuming that kittens are all sex and gender neutral?
If he was operating under the assumption that no one anywhere wants to fuck kittens, then I can tell him right now, you're just wrong about
it. Cats are all hermaphrodites, so I think that's what he's trying to
say. Like our moderators.
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Yes. And I assume that kittens are also hermaphrodites since they turn into cats. But maybe not. Maybe when they build the chrysalis to turn into a cat is when they grow the other organs.
Well, shit. You should answer a question. I forgot to do a system message.
Oh, all right. There's a couple of questions that we've gotten about if we're going to add any new tasteful gifts or spinsors stuff. And I think the answer is we don't necessarily know. We had an idea or two recently.
I feel like there were some ideas that popped up.
Yeah.
I remember I typed one into the relevant thread.
Yes, you did. And it's like we're a little bit hesitant to do it to spinsors because those items actually have a little bit of relevance to a run. And so adding new stuff, especially if it doesn't have any relevance, sort of dilutes the power of that item in terms of
I think the one,
its utility.
The one I typed in is definitely more of a McPhee's thing.
So it's,
And the thing is, every time we talk about this, I feel like we've gotten a lot of reassurance that it wouldn't make any difference, right? And then we've gotten a lot of people saying, no, you're right, it would. So I honestly don't know. I really don't know what the right thing to do about that is.
Yeah, I don't either. I think if we come up with something else that has another sort of minor impact, that's probably worth doing, you know? Because, you know, if we think of something funny, it shouldn't be too hard to come up with, a very minor but yet positive
The one
mechanic to go with it.
This would require some weird recoding of the way the thing works, but the one idea that I had was that pardon me. When you used the grimoire, it would give you a list of departments to order from. Right? Oh. So there'd be like novelty items, home furnishings, and apparel. Right?
I see.
So basically, it would give you the same number of items, but it would give you only items from that category. So no matter how many we added, we would never be able to make it less likely that you would get a particular item that you were looking for. But what we would do is make it so you could not get a lamprey and a fake piercing or a studded belt or whatever. The thing is, I have no idea which ones people care about. I think it's the resting items, because once Disco Nap made it so you could rest for free, those suddenly all became relevant.
Right.
Of course people can't respond to this now such that we can talk about it.
Yeah, that's what
form. But we can definitely save it for next time, Or you're right. They can discuss it in other venues. I'm gonna try and do is have us do two like 50 to 55 minute segments.
Okay.
Because that's about what we did last time. We need like 5 more minutes on this one, and then we'll take a brief break to go pee.
Dr. Agonfly the 15 says, will there be Arbor Day rewards from the April Fool's Days extravaganza. It was every holiday just like normal. They were all normal holidays except for Labor Day, which we kind of fucked up.
I saw you pwn that guy in the forums.
I sent him a private message because I think that he's maybe not as crazy as all that. Because if he honestly believes that he spent over a couple hundred turns on both characters, only spending three on one of them implies that there might be an issue, and I think I know what the issue might be. So I asked him for some clarification.
Really?
Yeah. It's possible. Because I mean, do you want me to talk about it now? There is a thing that can happen that can screw up counting the counter for like your adventures in a particular zone. And I think you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if that happened, it's possible that that would screw everything up.
No, it wouldn't.
Sure.
Because the Arbor Day stuff, it increments a flag when you adventure in the zone, and that flag is never going to get decremented.
No, it's not a question of decrementing. It's just will it know it that you're in the
count,
zone?
The count of turns in the zone is totally irrelevant to the...
It is?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I am aware of the issue that you're talking about. We got to fucking figure out how to deal with that. Because right now there's this fucked up situation that was created by a fix to this fucked up exploit that came up in the past, right? And so it is not at all a simple thing.
Yeah, no, and, no, that's why I didn't want to get into it so much.
Yeah, but no, that problem is not
okay. Then he just didn't do it, and he just didn't.
The weird thing is how many reports of those that we get.
Every single one of them that we got that I looked into, the person had just miscounted.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, if they're running it automated and they're trusting the automation, it's
possible. Yeah, that's the thing. If they said, hey, Mafia, spend 100 adventures there, and then Mafia breaks and they walk off, without verifying it, then that's... Trollocost, that's kind of a clever name, says, do you guys like fish sticks in and around your mouths? And then somebody else later asks if I like fish sticks. So I think that's some joke that we don't get.
Is fish sticks code for cone bread?
Yeah. Jules Defunct says, oh, misfire. Misfire was my third grade teacher. It was terrible. Every once in a while there would be a her drill.
Ugh.
Come on. Yeah, Demand 234 says, Accordion Thief seems to be the worst standalone class. Should we be expecting new Accordion Thief content soon?
They're hard to play. I feel like Accordion Thieves and the Mist classes are harder to play than Muscle classes and Disco Bandits. For people who don't know like all the intricacies.
Well, it depends. For people who don't know all the intricacies but still want to... I don't think that it is hard to play, right? It is no harder to just
harder.
It is no harder to just fuck around with an accordion.
Well, okay, but it's harder to succeed with relative ease for those classes, right? Because I mean, people are talking about like how the restrictive nature of the MP cost for skills and stuff like that for missed classes, and I feel like some of that also comes through for Accordion Thieves. They have the advantage that they're still a moxie based class, so it's
right.
It's a lot easier for them to just avoid damage and stuff. But, yeah, I don't know.
Kingdom Sora says, don't let the discussion on making the tiny costume wardrobe hardcore usable die, please. I think that it did die. I think that it died in a slaughter of every combatant on both sides.
Woohoo! That means I get the special prize.
See, something that many people felt so vehemently about both ways, it's not worth changing what we went with when it is clear that it is going to piss off, that no matter which way we did it, it would piss off so many vocal people.
Having just sort of a policy of not allowing Mr. Store items.
Yeah, having the one exception would be weird.
Yeah. And, like, regardless of how Like, you know, familiars are allowed, but that's sort of always been the case. And then we've just never allowed the tradable items, you know. Which, you know, I don't know if that's better or worse.
Yeah, I mean, whether or not it makes any sense, I can definitely see the argument for not doing it just from a consistency perspective. And also just that if, you know, for the people for whom 100% familiar runs in hardcore are meaningful, this fucks that all up, right? Because it lets somebody do one without actually doing it, and that's gonna hurt their souls, and so we don't want that, right? Somebody who cares about doing 100% familiar runs in hardcore is like a serious player, you know. They're like pretty invested, so
yeah.
Let's see. Rent. Okay, so I've read a lot of these. I think we did some of these on maybe the previous Monday show or something. Planks. Buzzy Bieski talking about RuneScape's Horrible Force tutorial, and I remember talking about that. No Hurt Me says stainless steel shirt, plexiglass poncho, brimstone blazer. Any thoughts on Ascension shirts? I don't know. Do we have any thoughts on Ascension shirts? I've always kind of not wanted to mess with those sets.
Yeah. How would you get them?
Yeah.
Because we'd have to put in a seventh class.
Well, yeah.
just like some sort of...
We should just add a seventh class to the game, and the only skill, they start with torso awareness and never get any other skills. It's just the shirt wearer.
Some beefy guy that has like a chest and arms. And
the leg, the legless, headless wonder.
Just rolls around. Anytime you put a shirt on him, it like tears up a couple adventures later. should we take a break?
Yeah, I'm gonna stop the recording and we'll take our break.
words again and of course he won't. Not until the next time. Poor old man, he had an accident with a 3x5, but that's okay, because he wasn't very happy anyway. A poor woman, strangled in her very own bed as she read, but that's okay, because she was old and she would have died anyway. Don't blame me, so you can turn up and again. Again, because you never, 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 never do it again. Not until the next time. Till you've heard every word before you decide. Would you look into those motherly eyes? I love you for you, my love, you, my love, you, my love, you, my love. Till you've heard every word before you decide. Would you look into those motherly eyes? I love you for you, my love, you, my love. Love you just for you, my love. Don't blame the sweet and tender me again, me again. Because we never, never do it again. And in the midst of life we are in death, etc. But me again, me again. Because we never, never do it again. And in the midst of life we are in death, etc. 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 Etc.
content.
Sweet.
I can hear myself, and it's weird.
Yeah, that should stop.
Is it Skype just like not understanding the duplexing and like having to figure it out?
I don't know what it is. It just happens sometimes for a few seconds at a time in Skype. So I don't get it. Hey, Skype's got to be doing something kind of complicated where it stops you from hearing yourself coming through the mic all the time. You know. Right. So
isn't that what duplexing is? Isn't that the whole point?
I think duplex, just by definition, is like a signal only traveling one direction at a time in a wire, right? Like, in it, the way that it, like a telephone.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
It's also like a two-family condo or something.
Right? Like half duplex and full duplex. Like half duplex, I think, is like the kind of phone connection where like you can't hear them while you're talking. Fuck, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I guess that is just a simultaneous transmission and reception in both directions. I thought I'd heard it in response to like not hearing your half the conversation or whatever.
It's also when you trick Superman's nemesis into giving you something for free.
Oh yeah, that's true. It is that.
Rickett says, "Hey, Jick, remember when you made this post like 2 years ago?" And then, talked about how we were going to reclaim those bracelet items from the jewelry crafting revamp. We never did reclaim any of the items that we said we were going to reclaim, because that's just like a messy thing. You know, like the linoleum hilts and the bacon stone bracelets.
Right. What did we really say we were going to reclaim those?
I did, yeah.
Oh.
I said I was going to replace them with... I was going to turn them into some common item just so that people wouldn't try to...
like seal clipping clubs?
Trade in them. Well, no. I mean, it would have been a new common item. I mean, bacon stone bracelets are... They appear to be 5,000 meat in the mall.
Huh.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it's kind of interesting to have items floating around that can't be had anymore. It's kind of historical.
You think?
Yeah.
You sure it just doesn't make people hysterical?
Well, if they really like history or hysterectomies.
Anotsu says, "I'm listening, looking forward to something too. Don't know why."
Looking forward to what?
I don't know. Somebody was looking forward to something at some point, and that's what that person was talking about.
Somebody somewhere.
Wow. Really?
Man Egg says, "There are a lot of clans that have only one or two members. Is there any way to delete those clans so you could free up the names for everyone else?" you know, I walk down the street near my house. There are a lot of houses on my block that only have, like, two or maybe three people living in them. Like, why can't I just have those houses?
I mean, if we're going to put more people in them, that would make a lot of sense, though, right?
Yeah. Anotsu says, "After creating a video game like this, is it difficult to play other video games without overanalyzing everything? Like how a psychologist can't ever stop trying to read people's minds?" I think you've got psychologist and psychic mixed up. Yeah, but I mean, it was difficult for me to play other video games without overanalyzing them before I made KOL. It's kind of what I do.
That's one of the reasons that you do make video games, is because you analyze them all the time anyway, right?
Yeah. Every once in a while, I'll pick back up and play some more of that. Speaking of that over analysis. Hot Stuff is the biggest analyst of all of us. I've been playing that Undead Live.
Yeah?
Like, playing it. I've been turning it on like once every 3 or 4 days and playing my blood worth of whatever. Now that I found that thing where I posted in a thread, so now I just have like 100 people in my gang.
Did if you take a look at the leaderboards for largest clan or whatever, look at around number 40.
Yeah, is that you?
Yeah.
You got the largest clan?
No, I've got the 40th largest clan.
I see. War Junkie says, the shield butt skill mentions the power of the shield, yet shields don't show a power rating. Okay, I could see changing that to, like, strength.
Yeah. I mean, just because we don't display it, for what reason?
Because it doesn't... I don't know, we just convert it to a damage reduction? And that's kind of what they have naturally?
Yeah.
I don't know why. I feel like that's... I mean, that's definitely easier to understand than, like, the way the power translates into damage absorption.
Right.
You know?
That whole formula is kind of antiquated at this point, too.
Is it?
Yeah, because I had designed the formula with a cap of 1,000 in mind, and we've gone well beyond that now.
Have we?
Yeah. Well beyond. Which is one of the reasons that skill, because I designed it before you made up the with the Hero of the Half Shell skill, which doubles the power of your hats and pants and stuff. So that's why that skill is so great, because
that's not Hero of the Half Shell. That's like Tau.
Tau of the Terrapin or whatever.
Tau of the Derrapin.
Yeah. It's cause that skill's so great because it breaks the formula, basically.
Right.
So, yeah.
Let's see. Steel Clubber for Life says, more clubs. Done.
Yeah, that's happening.
Parafert says, I like the new ranged weapons, but there's no shoe. How am I meant to insult the bush and the hole in the sky? Yuck, yuck. ACM says, I understand your motivation in wanting to provide more guidance to newbies, but honestly, a lot of people are just going to putz around. Is it worth worrying about which class is easier to play? I mean, I played as a Postomancer first, and I think I played as a Muscle class until I got up to bigger spells, by which time I knew a lot more than half of all KOL players ever need to know, right? Aren't there lots who never finish an Ascension? I'm beginning to doubt my assertion that most players don't ascend.
You're going to what, your assertion?
I'm beginning to doubt my assertion. Looking at the most players that stick around for any period of time do ascend.
That's yeah.
Something that we've learned.
CDMR did some awesome data mining.
It's true. Blizzbob says, why are there so many weird commands that are so useful and none of them are listed in the documentation? I believe every chat command is listed in the documentation. Okay, Blizzbob, why are there so many people who don't read the documentation and then claim that it's there?
We got some sort of weird hiccup. You froze, and then you hiccuped, and then, no, it was just a bunch of static.
Huh.
Come out of your mouth. Like Modem Man.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay.
Do you ever see, do you ever watch Trailer Vision? Do you ever see that website?
Nope.
It was pretty funny. It was like I think it was probably a sketch comedy group, New York or Chicago or something like that, that would, film every week a trailer for a non-existent movie, and one of them was Modem Man, who was like sort of this autistic savant who, when he opened his mouth, he could talk into a phone and it would sound like a modem, and so he could control all the world's computers, of course, because that's all you need is someone who can speak like a modem to control a computer.
Mm-hmm. Friend of mine had to once, while repairing a modem, had to fake a dial tone noise down his phone in order to test it.
So he just whistled it.
Yeah, he just, dude! And it apparently he got it close enough that it worked. We were all suitably impressed.
That was, I mean, back in the day, you know, in the 60s or 70s or whatever, that was like a really important skill to be able to, you know, be able to whistle the dual tone.
It was really, really important.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you wanted to get free phone calls, it was really important.
You know, you could also just, like, get a job at the phone company, you lazy thief. So very Invisible and Deus Noctem both asked if ultimate wads are affected by homeopathic healing powder. No. Bobula says, Chickenkrantz and Gilden Skull, I feel like I've been pestering you with nothing but chatline improvements for a while, so instead I want to know what games you're playing these days. I have not been playing a lot of games. I've played a couple hours, or I've played maybe 5 or 6 hours of World of Warcraft since I got here. And
what level are you now?
Huh? I think we're having some connection issues. I have no idea what is actually being recorded. Ah, that's frustrating.
Yeah. Do you want to hang up and recall, or do you want to? Because now you're all static to me. I wonder if somebody in the office is doing some sort of crazy. Hello?
Yeah.
I can hear you. Okay.
Okay, good.
This
sucks. Anyway, did you ask what level I was now?
Yes, I asked
what level. I'm still 70, still 75.
Okay.
You know what else I've been actually playing every day is that Arkanoid RPG that the...
I started playing that, and then it got to the point where it's like, okay, you seem to know what you're doing. We're going to take away all your extra lives now.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't do anything because I couldn't beat a single zone, so I couldn't move anywhere.
That sucks. Did you buy some extra turns? Did you actually...
I did, and the first time you buy some extra turns, it gives you, like, one extra life, so I have, like, two lives, but it still wasn't enough for me to do anything.
I've been all right. I'm progressing through it.
Yeah.
You know, it's 3 or 4 games of Breakout a day, honestly, is about how many I want to play. So it kind of works out. The progression is nice. I fully explored a planet.
Ooh, cool.
Mm-hmm. What have you been playing, Hot Stuff?
Playing Drop 7, which is a pretty cool game on the iPhone that was recommended to me by that friend of mine who making Taxi Ball. And then Riff recommended a Battleship Solitaire game.
Yeah.
Game. They updated it, which is nice because it was... I wouldn't say it was broken before, but you could not... do very well because a lot of the puzzles would be like, okay, there's just no way to know.
Yeah, he apparently fixed a lot of the puzzles where there were just multiple solutions.
Yeah, like I'd be at this crux and I'd be like, okay, it could either be this or this, and I don't have enough hints to know, so I just have to guess, and if I'm wrong, then I lose a bunch of points or whatever. So that's been fixed, I think, or at least largely fixed, and it's much more fun now.
That's cool. I'll have to start playing it again.
I played the extra 2 levels that they added to Rolando.
I haven't played much of that.
I've just been playing iPhone games. I haven't been playing any PC games at all.
I've been playing all DS games. I've been playing the hell out of Dragon Quest V and Ritai Picross, which is, you have to import it from Japan, but it's Picross except 3D.
Yeah, that's
crazy. It's really fascinating.
I have this unopened copy of Castlevania Order of Ecclesia that I'm like, someday I'll have... Yeah, uninterrupted stretch of 8 hours that I want to play a video game. And
I have to show you the stylus I bought. I bought like this really awesome like $15 heavy metal stylus with like this really really good tip on it. Weird. It just feels really good to use.
Does it still fit inside?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Why did you?
I saw a review of it somewhere, and the guy was like creaming over how awesome it was.
Huh.
So I went and bought one, and he was pretty much right.
Interesting. I mean, I've
never had a single problem with the existence.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. When you get back, you can experience mine and see for yourself.
You know, I bought some pretty expensive headphones for my. Just to use primarily for like commuting on my bike because the iPod, considered white iPod buds just are terrible for biking. They just like were falling out all the time. And I've been, you know, I've sort of been converted to like these like in-ear canal earphone things. And I would probably, you know, spooge in a review about them if given the opportunity. But
see, I never have the normal headphones fall out. Maybe our ears are just, maybe my ears are just better than yours.
Yeah, you are genetically and evolutionarily adapted to the modern age, where I'm from some distant time of yore?
Let's see. Ravenous Muffin says, why does it take two mixers to make a single TPS drink? For instance, a Vesper requires two jumbo olives and a bottle of vodka to make. Only one of the olives is skewered. This does not make sense. If Chewbacca lives on Endor, then a Vesper should only take one olive. No, I mean, it just does, man. That's how it works. One of the olives gets
skewered in drink.
Yeah.
Skewered in drink. Yeah, you just can't tell.
Jump the Shark says, when was the first time you guys actually got drunk? Also, why do you hate frat boys so much? I don't know. Hot Stuff, why do I hate frat boys so much? Answer that question because, as a frat boy.
Well, I was going to say, because the first time you got drunk, you were with a bunch of frat boys, and the next morning, you were not in good shape. The first time I got drunk was a friend of mine's 21st birthday, and I went down with her and some friends of hers to Washington, D.C. And
weren't you like 30?
No, I was like 20.
20 gay?
22, I think. And we went down to D.C. and a friend of hers had made, he had all these like homemade like punch type recipes or whatever, one of which he called Poontang, which was Tang. Primarily, and then a bunch of alcohol added to it.
Did you eat it out of a hat made of shit?
No. We played Asshole. We played a lot of Asshole, and I drank just a tremendous amount of this Poontang stuff, which was, it tasted really, really good. And, like, you know, it was like 2 in the morning, and I'm like, I'm not drunk, but why is the room spinning around and stuff like that? Like, I was insisting the whole time that I wasn't drunk, but like, mm-hmm. Very, very, very drunk.
First time I ever got drunk was like yesterday.
Really?
No.
See, that's just the first time you can remember.
You blacked out when you were 13, and
yeah,
now here you are.
I got drunk once, like after my senior year of high school, I guess. Doc Galactic and I got this doesn't make any sense. It must have been before that. Maybe it was the summer in between my junior and senior years. But Doc Galactic and I got the cook at the restaurant that we worked at to buy us some Donald Duck orange juice and vodka.
Oh. I was about to ask what brand of booze Donald Duck sells.
Oh, that doesn't make any sense. Maybe... I don't remember where he recommended Donald Duck orange juice, but then we got grapefruit juice. So we drank vodka and grapefruit juice out of a sports bottle up in the mountains behind the mall in Prescott. And then we walked down to Denny's.
Drunk.
Yeah. What about you, Riff?
It's not a good story. Me and a friend of mine and a couple of people he knew in Columbus, we were just hanging out at these people's house and like playing board games and drinking whatever random liquor they had in the cabinet.
All right.
That's dangerous to do around here because so much of it is absinthe.
My problem is that so much of it, both at my house and at the office, is goddamn rum.
People keep bringing it to parties, and you don't ever drink it, so it's just piling up.
Yeah. Let's see. Elfin says that he agrees with me. Dazed and Confused was a good movie. Right. Moglia says, eek, just stumbled across a Platinum Yandorian Express card with the radio on 10. Luckily, I had a couple of reds and could burp, but still very scary. Just wanted to say thanks. I like exciting, ultra-rare stories.
Yeah, me too.
My favorite is still the one with the guy who found one while he was on a black cat run.
Yeah, that's so brutal.
And the black cat batted it away.
Yeah.
A Deadhead wrote, so, there are two wontons that can be made from level 12 quest rewards, Mist and Muscle. Why not Moxie? Well, because it didn't really make any sense. We couldn't... You know, Mist is made from ingredients on one side of the battle, and Muscle is made from ingredients on the other side of the battle, and we didn't really know what to do for a Moxie one.
A pirate wonton, but that there just is no venue for that, you know? Yeah. The pirates are the Moxie zone on the island, and they're not the war, so, yeah.
Yep. What would a pirate put in a wonton?
Oregano? I don't know.
Arugula?
Arugula.
An arugula and oregano. Wonton?
Yeah.
Warnton.
Durdrum says, I would like to combine fake hands with birthday cakes to make an item with a high hilarity index. I don't get it.
That's, it's from the new, just recently started, the new iteration of MS Paint Adventures.
I see.
Oh, wow, they're starting a new one?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I haven't even finished the old
one yet. It's interesting, too. It's got all kinds of weird game mechanics in it.
Huh.
The story hasn't really developed yet. It's still all just sort of feeling around the environment. But it's
how do you know where there's actually it's still just a comic, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You would kind of have to read it to understand what I'm saying.
How do you get to the new one?
There is a. I think it's just mapped on the site. I don't know.
Let's see. Pablo Bonk says, I was just looking at my Scratch and Sniff crossbow in inventory and was wondering if it was possible to make the icon change if you have stickers or not on it. That would be a pretty sizable pain in the ass.
Yeah, that sounds tricky.
Because it's not a fundamentally different item, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Glebe says, how come none of the post-quest tavern adventures give you booze? Because the post-quest tavern sucks and is a poorly designed zone.
Does it suck because of the drunkenness that you get? Is that why it sucks?
Because of the drunkenness, there's no reason anyone would ever go there.
Yeah. Well, plus it's just really old, isn't it?
Yeah. I still want to make that thing where I build a cell phone with an old handset attached to it, and I get like a rotary phone and mount it onto my belt, and then I walk around like a college campus just talking really loudly on it and saying, I'm sorry, you'll have to speak up, this phone is really old.
Yeah.
I think they make the Bluetooth handsets like that.
Yeah. They have like Bluetooth if you got one built with,
like a 30-foot coiled cord on it, and then you get it caught up stuff as you were walking around, trailing behind you.
They've got like Bluetooth built into cars now, so the phone can just directly connect to the speaker system and stereo system and stuff like that.
I remember how weird it was when I was messing with my iPhone in my car, and the GPS suddenly started responding to the iPhone. Yeah. Like, whoa, what? It's like suddenly the secret code is 2224. Whoa.
What?
Is our GPS about to lead us on an adventure?
Oh, that would be awesome.
That would be pretty awesome, actually.
If you could figure out how to make everybody's GPS do that as they, like, drove under a particular overpass or whatever, like, if it's...
Yeah.
Figure out how to say, like, turn left now for a secret surprise. And then you could set somebody up at the left turn road to just hit their car with a sledgehammer.
Surprise!
Get off my property, asshole. says, hey, Jick, are Lucky Charms your favorite cereal? Because you got some references to items with it. I never liked Lucky Charms at all.
Really?
Yeah. I don't really like those cereal marshmallows.
I think I was never allowed to get the cereal with marshmallows in it, except on very rare occasions, so that may have colored my joy in them.
I see. I, by and large, ate Fruit Loops and Frosted Flakes and Raisin Bran. Like, those were what I liked.
Total Raisin Bran. I used to just eat in fistfuls out of the box.
Yeah. Total Raisin Bran rules. I like Total Raisin Bran better than Post Raisin Bran because it doesn't have all the sugar on the raisins.
Yeah.
Great Grains is the best cereal ever, and the fucking Safeway does not carry it anymore. I don't know maybe they don't even make it anymore. You know, anything that I really like Tom's of Maine flavor that I really liked, they stopped making.
A particular flavor of deodorant?
No, the toothpaste. Ugh. You shouldn't be deodorizing your mouth. That's bad.
Blizzbub says, I'm confused. Why did I have confused on my character after doing absolutely nothing that makes you get it?
Well, I think you just did something that makes you get it, but that you didn't know makes you get it.
Perhaps you were confused.
Captain... Go ahead.
I was going to say, there's ways to get embarrassed in the game that you don't actually have to, like, consume anything or whatever to get.
Are there?
Secret ways, yeah.
Oh. Captain Spam says, with all the new instruments in the game, are the Stone Mariachis too easy to pass now? I think the parts of the Sorceress Quest getting too easy is, like, the least of our worries.
Yeah.
Mitchell says, zap a rave whistle into a rape whistle? And Alphonse Kane also suggests that. Yeah,
I mean, is this the same Mitchell that's really good at video games?
Billy Mitchell?
Yeah.
The one that was played by Jodan Baker in King of Kong? The rave whistle was that your thing, Riff?
I think that was mine, yeah.
But you had just said the raver drops a whistle, but I named it rave whistle as a reference to rape whistle.
So oh, okay.
It's not like...
I see. It's a synthesis joke.
Slavok says, happy Monday, JNS. Well, yeah.
Thanks.
A neat new product for the asymmetric store could be KOL-themed coasters. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Like coasters.
Yeah. If we could find out where the strong bag guys got their bar coasters made.
Yeah, they don't help us with anything.
Yeah.
We need they to said, just track them
they, you know what? They did eventually put us in touch with that guy who was like, hey, yeah, what you guys are talking about, you guys are thinking about making some toys, huh? Sincerely, Rick! And I was like, yeah, we want to make some PVC toys. And he was like, okay, I wouldn't recommend doing it unless you think you can sell tens of thousands of them. Sincerely, Rick!
Yeah, what was up with that?
I don't know, he just always capitalized his entire name when he signed emails.
Well, maybe it was actually like...
his initials?
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe he had like two middle names. It was like Robert Iglesias Constantine Kevorkian. Huh. I don't know.
Did you see that Metafilter thread about the plight of the high school girl whose name is Marijuana Pepsi Jackson?
No. Wow, she must just get so much shit all the time.
I don't know. I think I'd prefer that to those white supremacists that were in the news because the grocery store wouldn't make a cake for like Adolf Hitler Jones or whatever. Yeah, it's funny that these pricks named their kids.
So does that mean anytime he gets mentioned in an argument, it's just
yeah.
over?
Yeah.
Anytime he's just talking to him.
Does that mean that he wins or loses? Ah, God, this is so frustrating. There's an extra monitor in this apartment at the desk, right? But I like to sit on the couch when I'm recording this stuff, too, so I bring the thing over here. Whenever I have the monitor set up and then unplug it, thinks that it's still there, and so a lot of times I'll open a window and it will just be way the fuck off the screen and I'll just lose the mouse a lot of the time. And it's a non-rectangular space because one of the monitors is higher than the other. So there are lots of places for the pointer to get caught. Oh, like, there's exactly one place for the pointer to get caught, but still.
I started using my virtual desktops a lot more and it can lead to some like confusing situations when you like switch to an app and it's like, oh, that app is open in this window over here and everything flies away and I'm like, what the hell? What's going on?
RDFM says, hey, Jake, check your mail when you get back to Asymmetric. There should be a couple of, just kidding, those are my balls t-shirts waiting for you in the office. Hope you like it.
Oh, dear.
I don't know that I would actually go out wearing those. I'm gonna have to, since somebody went to the trouble of having them made for me.
You could wear them at con.
Do you wear the Phlogiston for life?
Yeah, no, I do. I do wear that. Yeah.
So yeah, see, there you go.
No, but okay, the Phlogiston for life t-shirts do not say my tits are down there. Just kidding, those are my balls.
Are you gonna? Do you have glasses that?
No.
I mean, get the glasses. Let's make the glasses. Let's make some.
Sunglasses that say my tits are down there. Yeah.
Yes.
Sunglasses that say I look like a giant fucking bug and no one will ever love me. Adam Antoine says, I noticed on my Ascension multi that when Teleportitis sends you to the Hidden City and you don't encounter a combat there, and said you can leave an adventure somewhere else, would it be worth it to combine all 25 zones in the Hidden City to one large zone after that particular place has been completed, kind of like when you undefile the crypt? Yeah, there's all kinds of changes.
That is, in fact, on our list, yep.
A lot of it is already done, actually, because I wrote up this thing and I was like, don't do this now, C.D. Moyer. Wait until, like, you know, a month from now or whatever when there's nothing else going on. And before he read the don't do this now, he just did most of it. let's see. Fred Levi also says, it doesn't seem like there's anything interesting about the Hidden City after the quest is done. Maybe you could collapse it into one zone after that.
Why are we getting double questions from
people? I feel like people just have conversations in chat and then two people say, oh, we should message Radio Bugbear about that.
Okay.
And then they do. I mean,
it just seems like it happens
all the time. Let's see. So here are the questions that came in that we looked at on the Monday show.
Right.
Stasia says, game suggestion, I'd like to be able to throw my food at monsters. More specifically, I would like to toss my cookies at them, such as troll house cookies. We can do that now. We can make any item combat useful. I need to do the thing with the onion shurikens. You should figure out how much sleaze damage the onion shuriken should do, and let me know, and then I will make that happen. Just balance-wise compared to other combat items, because I don't have any fucking idea, man. I don't even bother looking anything up anymore, because I just tell you to do it.
The dwarf bread will need combat sets too if it doesn't already.
Yeah.
Should I fix the chum and carnivore confusion?
Is it just because one of them has spaces in between and
yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Alright. I can fix the chum. I'll standardize it so that spaces are suboptimal.
Wait, really?
Yeah, because the carnivore's just going to get super long, and then it'll split in weird ways. And
yeah. Okay.
You could make them...
I could also just not change anything.
Isn't there a character that's like a hard space that won't get split?
NBSP.
Yeah, that would make it unsearchable.
There were two spaces in the Lockenstock sandals, like after the TM, and somebody was like, I don't think there's supposed to be two spaces there, because in order to actually make a search for it, you had to add two spaces. And they're like, I don't think this, and so we corrected that. But huh. I like when people like find these like really obscure typos, basically. It's kind of cool.
Eustace just says, oh yikes, there's also tossing my salad, but that's not as innocent as tossing my cookies. That'd be pretty funny if we made delicious salad usable in combat to lick the monster's anus.
We do have a sort of convention of no spaces, because the SFCK is no spaces, and the CBFG has no spaces. So
fine.
I'm going to fix all the chum items.
All the ones that Scully made do not have spaces, and all the one that I made does. Yes. Oatgan says, why no hot dogs in the game? Why no hot dogs?
Ew.
Mr. Crack says, Frumious Bandersnatch and the Jub Jub Birds would be an awesome name for a band. Zen Monkey says, I was thrilled to see a reference to my favorite game ever, Trinity, in the Leaflet Quest. What aspects of Infocom games influenced you the most in the design of KOL? Oh, I would say mostly the awesome. What's the specific Trinity reference in?
The Roadrunner and the Ruby.
Okay. Hey, remember when we went to boring-ass Kensington Gardens?
Oh, yeah. We still need to do that Photoshop.
Yeah.
I've got their pictures, if you guys want to do that.
Yeah, do it. Do it.
I'll give them to Riff. Right. Items have been edited.
Still looking through questions...
Thanks, Instalite, for the space notification.
Isn't Instalite that guy who's at the or was at the top of the softcore NoPath board?
Maybe that's totally been Ponzord, if it was true.
Yeah, what happened? Like Pantsless and Stupak both.
Yeah, two crazy 2-day runs. It was nuts.
What was it that allowed them to do that?
Bandersnatch and the confluence of, like, I think there was like a triple Grimacite day or whatever, or like a bunch of Moxie day stuff. Huh. I don't know. Yeah, Insulate was, yeah, he was in first place.
That guy, Joe, says, when is the Lump of Diamond going to be implemented? I don't know. C.D. Moyer's, he's almost got all of his little boxes checked off. He's got Infinite Meat Bug, Arbitrary Item Creation Bug, and now a leak of unimplemented item.
What does he need to get Bingo?
Drop the database.
We do have backups now, right?
We have what?
Yeah, exactly.
Mr. Ben says, why does the frat boy ensemble have one more item than the filthy hippie disguise? It just worked out that way. I thought it was funny that the hippie outfit didn't have a weapon.
Mm.
It led to some weird balance issues in setting up the level 12 quest.
Yeah.
We could give them a weapon that was no weapon, like no T. The conspicuous lack of a weapon.
Right. Or it could just be like a pacifism club or something that was just a blank.
A sock with another sock inside.
T. Coop says, where do hobo nickels come from? Let me rephrase that. Where do hobos get the nickels to make into hobo nickels? The bank.
Yeah.
It's next to the library across the street from Haunted Pantry.
It's weird that you have this mental map of Seaside Town that doesn't all correspond to what Seaside Town is like.
Alpha Cow says, I love the ranged weapon love, shows attention to some long-standing KOL issues. Deander says, the Tussin, the effect you get from drinking a bottle of Van Gobitussin, has an effect called... Wait, what? Does this effect actually do anything, or is it just there for flavor? It does.
And we're not going to tell you what. And that item is still just so funny. that's like one of the few like inside jokes that I can think of that we've put in. Wait. What?
Van Gobitussin.
Yeah.
Abracadabra! Apocalypse Throb says, apparently Stephen Hawking is really sick right now, like more than usual. Huh.
I heard that he is recovering well, is the last thing I heard.
Oh, yeah? What was the matter with him?
I don't know.
I heard about a play in New York City that's called End of Days, where there's a character that plays him and Jesus. There's an actor who plays the character of Jesus and Stephen Hawking. It's the same in the same play. that really had nothing to do with it. But he fakes Stephen Hawking's voice without like any kind of module, like any sort of a mechanical aid.
That's cool.
Which I think is pretty neat.
Let's see. Still looking through. Sorry about this. It's getting confusing.
Because you answered, or at least a lot of these are talking about when Front was on the show.
Yeah. Yeah, when RDFM said that Jake might actually be thinking of cattle corn. Oatgen says, you guys need to watch Breaking Bad. Bryan Cranston is a meth kingpin. Yeah. You like Bryan Cranston from Malcolm in the Middle. Malcolm in the Middle is one of Hawkeye's favorite shows.
God. I hate watching people yell at each other, and that was my impression of Malcolm in the Middle was just like half an hour of people screaming, and I'm like, this is just so aggravating.
A lot of people telling MC Front a lot what he should perm.
His hair.
Fineldar says, so, Jake, did you hear about Fallout New Vegas? Bethesda farmed it out to the guys that did Knights of the Old Republic, Neverwinter Nights and stuff, and it's supposed to be in the same style of Fallout 3. Release date is 2010. Then he says, have you tried any of the DLC, or have you just refused to try with the Windows Live bullshit like I have? I plan to wait until they stop pretending that crap works. I was just waiting until it all came out, so that I only had to deal with the hassle once. I think the Windows Live won't be a big deal, because I had to use it for something else. I had to use it for... that Warhammer 40K RTS squad combat thing that came out. So I have an Xbox Live account, and I'm...
Dawn of War?
Yeah. I've been able to log into Windows Live, so I'm not concerned that it's going to be super problematic, but, you know, whatever. Did Broken Steel come out?
I don't know. I haven't been paying attention to the DLC, because it's not coming out for... PS3, you fuckers.
Yeah. You should get an Xbox 360.
So I can have the entire triumvirate. I don't know. I don't feel like there's enough stuff on 360 that I would play.
See, I felt the same way about the PS3, which is why I ended up just like getting one for Christmas instead of actually ever going out and buying one. Yeah.
What is the Akinator? What is this thing people keep talking about? Terrible says, I just put Jick into Akinator. And the last question was, does your character use magic? But then it guessed you correctly. Who is like you but uses magic?
Akinator is like that sort of like, you know, seesaw expert system, like binary tree, kind of ask you a bunch of questions about somebody and tries to figure out who you're thinking of. But I guess it's like one for like internet personalities.
I see. Huh. So who is like you but uses magic?
Yeah, I don't know. The Nexus War guy was in it.
Okay.
And they had, like, I don't know, some, like, high-res picture of him that I'd never seen anywhere else before.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know who's like me, but uses magic. Pogrom Dave? The Rumpus Room should have a ball pit option. Yeah, I know what you would do with a ball pit, Pogrom Dave. Use it to kill Jews. I hung out with a naked Jew again last night. But I
would with a pit. Would you wear your T-shirt in there?
Yeah, I would. That would actually be pretty awesome. I would just stand up to my waist in a ball pit. That's a good idea. Noah M says, here, I'm sure that one of you giant nerds will appreciate this. And then he sends a link. And what is that a link to?
Rubik's Cube something.
Rubik's Cube's Pepper Mill.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
That is. That is pretty clever.
I like that.
Nice.
GigaShadow555 says, hey, Jake, are you ever going to do another TV interview, or did the tech TV interview scar you for life? Well, it scarred me for life, and it probably made it so I'll never get asked to do another TV interview anywhere ever again. I don't know. Maybe our next project will take off, and we'll become
super famous
jet set billionaires
on like rollerblades with spray paint cans.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oxymoron 92993 says, when fighting a stench hobo in Hobopolis, one of the start fight messages is about tripping over a pile of newspaper and a hobo emerging. He shouts, hey. Hey should be capitalized. Yeah, I know, buddy.
I know. Scully is on a one-man campaign to change that convention.
Yeah, it drives me nuts every time I see it.
Yeah, you know what drives me nuts is your refusal to use quotations across multiple paragraphs the right way.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, I'd forgotten about that one.
That one drives me nuts.
Yeah.
So we do all three of us have one.
Yeah. Wait, what's yours, Riff?
Mine has to do with where you put the punctuation in a quotation or a parenthetical.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I always put them like inside the parentheses.
I refuse to put them inside if the punctuation is not definitely part of the quoted phrase.
I see.
Huh. In parenthetical stuff, I will put the period or the ending punctuation inside if the entire thing is a parenthetical. But if it is a parenthetical at the end of a sentence that was longer, then I would put it outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Southwest wrote, is the Q1 content project still in the works? We haven't seen Chef's Dave's or Turtles, for instance, and I thought those were on the list. Yeah, Turtles are definitely coming. There's been a lot of work done, got a lot of them drawn, got a lot of them written, got a lot of them coded up. I had sort of changed the way that the turtle drop mechanism works, which is why they quit working completely for a little while. I removed the old ones and replaced them with the new method, but then I forgot that I had made it so that the new method only worked on dev.
Oh, right.
So it was an easy fix. But Chef's Daves, every time I go to add new Chef's Daves, I have the same sort of experience of just like, yep, this is why I didn't add any last time, because what the fuck. So that's the kind of thing I think we've decided just to, or I've decided rather, I'm just going to, whenever we add new content, try and remember to put Chef's Daves in it.
Yeah. Yeah. We have to, like, fill in a bunch of gaps in the underwater content, and there's at least one chef staff down there.
Thor D'Antral says, how about being able to use stolen office supplies in larger quantities to make better weapons? Like, use 8 and make an office trebuchet, and 16 an office RPG. We should make a tabletop RPG out of office thinking, supplies, yeah.
Or I was just thinking of The Office, like the TV show, as an RPG.
Huh.
Where everyone is just trying to fight against the boss, but they can't actually really do anything about him.
Sort of like regular D&D with the Game Master.
Yeah. Or like Paranoia, where with the computer.
Hey, and if we were playing Paranoia, Riff could tell us what was in the crates.
That's true.
Let's see. Captain Kirk says, Jick, after hearing your idea on the last show about a non-combat adventure on El Vibrato that gives you the translator, I think it would really improve the area. Make it so. I don't know about changing it to be that way now, because the translator was part of a balanced set of things that you could make. You know, I think it's probably not something that will change. Whoa. Skype is really confusing.
What's going on?
You can't really tell what anything is going to do when you click on it, you know?
Did you click the cock and balls and then you're unhappy?
Yeah, and suddenly it replaced my conversation with you with some user-generated content.
Right.
King Stupid says, hey, a crew, anybody read World War Z? I've never even heard of World War Z.
I've heard of it. I don't remember what it is.
It is also, see the new trailer / footage of 9? Looks great. I don't think I've heard of that.
I have not heard of that.
That sounds familiar, but I don't know why.
And then he says, Jick, you've seen City of Lost Children, right? Just need to make sure you see the things that I like. Yes, I've seen City. I saw City of Lost Children a long, long time ago.
Yeah, I like City of Lost Children.
I lost my DVD of that. I need to get a new one.
If you like City of Lost Children, you should look. You should watch Delicatessen if you've not already seen it. It's another Jeanette Caro one.
I have seen it, but maybe that guy hasn't.
That's what it wasn't for you. It was for King Stupid.
Fine. Gleep says, I want to give big props to CD Moyer, Hot Stuff, and whoever else is handling the bug reports. I love getting actual feedback from my reports. Well,
I don't respond to everything. Like, I will definitely, if something's like been dealt with and we've got, you know, 4 reports of it, I'm not going to respond to everybody. So, you know, we're not responding to everything, but we're definitely responding to way more than we used to.
Knowing M links to this story about how there was this this iPhone game that's got like a baby on it, and the game is to see how long you can stand listening to the baby cry before you shake the phone and kill the baby.
I don't understand why that is controversial, because it is pointing out that it is bad to shake a baby, right?
So even if it wasn't, I mean, the thing that gets me about that kind of thing is like the hundreds of games about taking a gun and shooting people in the face with them, that's right. Totally okay, but the shaking a baby game hits too close to home for
They don't let you take a gun and shoot babies, probably, right? So maybe it's just the object of the violence, not so much that there is violence.
We could write a game that was just a SID simulator, where like it was just a baby lying in a crib, and no matter what you did, every once in a while it would just die. There'd be nothing that you could do about it.
Every once in a while?
Yeah.
Like three times. Yeah, yesterday three times, Johnny just died. Yeah. It's terrible.
All right, we should stop this segment.
Okay, we caught up to the 23rd.
Yeah.
That's today.
And take it away for the outro, Jick. Good night. Everybody say good night.
Have a good weekend, everybody.